Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
There was some heat yesterday between members of Congress and Attorney General John Ashcroft on the subject of Minneapolis FBI agent Colleen Rowley's future.
Well, she asked for whistleblower protection, as you recall. And yesterday, when Attorney General Ashcroft was repeatedly pressed on the question of will you protect her? Will you make sure that she doesn't lose her job? He took several steps before finally saying yes. And then Senator Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, who has been really, is from his perch on the Judiciary Committee, one of the people most concerned about activities at the FBI over the years, he says that's nowhere near good enough, that whistleblowers don't lose their jobs. They're just transferred, ignored, and driven crazy, and that he wants to make sure that doesn't happen to her. And I think you can be quite sure when these hearings start on the Hill this week that both Ashcroft and Robert Mueller, the head of the FBI, will be under oath, perhaps, forced to assure the Congress that nothing will happen to Colleen Rowley.
Over the weekend, there were more reports of hijackers roaming free in the United States.
Well, it does seem to be every week another revelation. This is one that was reported by Newsweek magazine, that the CIA knew that two of the hijackers were in this country as early as January of 2000. But it wasn't until after the bombing of the USS Cole that they started putting the names together with terrorist activities and didn't give them to the FBI until August of 2001. Now, we don't know if the CIA had given those names to the FBI, if it would have meant anything. There have been many, many stories over the last few weeks about the FBI dropping the ball, and new ones along those lines as well. On Saturday in the New York Times, there was a story on the op-ed page written by a person who had tried to sign up as an Arabic interpreter for the FBI, and all of the impossibilities and bureaucratic hurdles that were put in the way, and including the fact that the Arabic that they were concerned about is written, not spoken Arabic, and that they wouldn't really be understanding anybody they were trying to listen to with that form of the language. Also, the New York Times has a story about one Essam al-Reedy, an Egyptian pilot who helped the FBI prosecute people near Osama bin Laden after the African embassy bombings. And he was told that he would be protected against reprisals. He wasn't. He went back to Egypt and suffered terribly. And now the FBI is concerned that this will hurt their ability to recruit more Arab and Muslim informants. So every day, another story of FBI problems.
On Friday, the Wall Street Journal urged that FBI Director Robert Mueller resign. What's Congress likely to say about that?
Well, Senator Grassley, who would be the most likely person to jump on that bandwagon, told ABC yesterday that he should be given some time. It was hardly a ringing endorsement, but it is true that the restructuring of the FBI has just been announced, the repurposing of the agency to go after terrorists, and the change in the guidelines of what FBI investigators can do has also just been announced. So I think that what you're going to see is the people who keep a sharp eye on the FBI will be keeping an even sharper eye on Capitol Hill, seeing what the follow-through is on all of these things.
How do you think Congress is going to like the restructured FBI and its new guidelines?
Well, it's fascinating, Bob, to see who comes down where. I mean, you just heard Porter Goss in Andrea's piece say that there's going to be an argument about privacy. But James Sensenbrenner, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, a conservative Republican, has said that he thinks the guidelines go too far, that they could be a step back to the, quote, bad old days when the FBI investigated people like Martin Luther King. But I think that you're hearing others, including many Democrats, agreeing with John Ashcroft's insistence that this is really just giving the FBI the right to do what other investigators have long been able to do. And private investigators endorse that view. They say that they've been able to get much more information than the FBI has, and they still can under these new guidelines.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.